Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Are you kids ready to meet your new classmates? He is an American Idol finalist who attended Mark Lake Elementary School. Please welcome Sanjaya Malakar.
Tell everybody the charity you're playing for, because I think this is very cool.
I'm playing for the VH1 Save the Music.
Save the Music.
Because music in school is one of the most important things that I've experienced.
We need to win you some money for charity, and let me tell you how we're going to do it. I'm going to let you cheat off of some very smart fifth graders. Sweet. Let me introduce them. We have Kamani, Taylor, and Kevin. All right, Sanjaya, pick one of them. Let's get started here. Cool classroom we've got here, isn't it?
Yeah.
We got Sanjaya in the classroom. All right, let me tell you how it's gonna work. You're gonna take a little test with us. First grade through the fifth grade. 10 questions, answer them in any order you like. First grade answers are worth $500. Fifth grade answers are worth $5,000. And then I have a bonus question that can multiply your winnings by 10. Sanjaya, you could leave here today with $250,000 for today. Yeah. Sounds pretty good, huh? Yeah, all right, everybody, let's find out. Is Sanjaya Malakar smarter than a fifth grader? Okay, it is time to pick a subject.
I'll go with second grade world geography.
Second grade world geography, okay. Well, you got some help here. For $1,000, the second grade world geography question is this. Home of the Tasmanian Devil, the island of Tasmania is part of what country? Home of the Tasmanian Devil, the island of Tasmania is part of what country? All right, Kevin has locked in his answer.
I'm thinking that Tasmania is part of Australia? I think. Pretty sure. Based on the geographical location. So I'm gonna say that.
That's you got? Okay.
Yeah. All right, I'm locking.
All right, you picked Kevin to help you out. Kevin, what'd you say?
Australia.
Australia.
All right.
Think you guys got something going. The answer is Australia. One down, nine to go. Pick another subject.
Geometry.
Third grade geometry. All right. For $2,500, here's the third grade question. How many lines of symmetry does a regular hexagon have? How many lines of symmetry does a regular hexagon have? Kevin has locked in his answer.
Six. I'm locking in six.
Yeah! You said six. You're right again. Yeah! There's a hexagon. Yeah! All right, two down, $3,500 in winnings. Woo! Eight subjects remain. Kevin, what would you recommend?
I'll recommend, fourth grade cultural study.
All right, I'll go with fourth grade cultural study.
You're gonna go with it? All right.
I'm going with you. This is like on you.
The fourth grade cultural studies question is, completed in 1346, the White Heron Castle is located in what country? Completed in 1346, the White Heron Castle is located in what country? Kevin has locked in his answer.
I've been to countries where the roofs look kind of like that one.
And where was that when you were in
Well, I went to Japan, but it's similar. So maybe this is in that same general area of the world. I'm gonna say China. This is my final answer.
Now, the first thing you said was, oh, I've been to a place that had roofs like that, and
Similar.
It was... And where was that?
It was in Japan.
Japan.
It's the same general area of the world.
You said Japan, and then you locked in China.
I don't know.
I will tell you this, one of those two answers is correct.
Can I change my answer?
No.
All right.
You sure you want to change your answer? I didn't tell you you were wrong.
I don't want to change my answer.
Oh, you don't? You want to stick with China? Too bad. The answer is Japan. Unless Kevin said Japan, we just gave that money back. Sanjaya, take a look at this board. Your classmate, Kevin, said... Japan! Fifth grader Sanjaya Malakar is with us today. All right, great start, $7,000. We still have $18,000 on the board, so pick another classmate.
Kamani,
come on up here. Say hello to Sanjaya. All right, we got seven subjects up there, Kamani. Which one do you like the best?
Third grade U.S. history.
Third grade U.S. history.
Yeah, all right, I'll do U.S. history.
You want to do U.S. history? All right, for $2,500, here's the third grade U.S. history question. In what month did the pilgrims on the Mayflower land in North America? In what month did the pilgrims on the Mayflower land in North America? All right, Kamani has locked in his answer.
I'm going to say November.
November.
Sounds like it.
November is the right answer. We are down to six. Pick your poison.
I'll do second grade vocab.
Second grade vocabulary, okay. It's a $1,000 question. Correct answer could take you over $10,000. The second grade vocabulary question is this. Which of the following prefixes means far off? Anti, tele, or trans? Which of the following prefixes means far off? Anti, tele, or trans? Kamani has locked in his answer.
Teleportation and telegraph, and all of those tele words have to do with far off, so I'm gonna go B, tele.
I have to tell you something else. You are right! It is! Test.
Wow.
You've got $10,500. You've still got two of your cheats left. All right, it's time to pick another subject.
I'll do fourth grade anatomy.
Fourth grade anatomy, all right. The fourth grade anatomy question is, which of the following are typically the strongest muscles in the human body? Biceps femoris, gluteus maximus, or triceps? Which of the following are typically the strongest muscles in the human body? Kamani has locked in his answer.
All right, I'm gonna peek.
You wanna peek?
Because I have an idea.
You wanna lock that in?
Yeah, I'm gonna peek.
You wanna peek, all right. The question is, which of the following are typically the strongest muscles in the human body? The biceps femoris, the gluteus maximus, or triceps? Kamani said... Gluteus maximus.
I'll go with gluteus maximus. You seem like an incredibly smart young man.
Now, you do know what the gluteus maximus is. It's the hiney muscles. Have you ever seen one open a jar of pickles?
I've never seen that, no. Is it possible?
I don't know. I just think, you know, you've got to be strong to open a jar of pickles.
Yeah.
Actually, the answer to this question is... Gluteus Maximus! We'll be right back with $250,000 in play right after this. Welcome back to the classroom. We are having some fun. Sanjaya Malakar is here playing for VH1 Save the Music program. Good news, you still have a cheat left. You still have your copy, and now you have Taylor up here to help you out. What do you think? Out of the two fifth grade questions, which one do you feel best at?
U.S. Geography.
U.S. Geography.
U.S. Geography.
You want to do it? All right. All right. Don't answer too quickly. We don't want to give back all this money.
No.
The fifth grade U.S. Geography question is this. What river forms the boundary between the U.S. states of South Carolina and Georgia? What river forms the boundary between the U.S. states of South Carolina and Georgia? Taylor has locked in her answer.
I don't know. I'm going to say Mississippi River.
Well, let's say if you had copied, let's see what Taylor said. If you had copied, you would have known that Taylor said the Savannah River.
Okay. See, I wouldn't have.
Ever heard
that.
Of it?
No.
The Savannah River is absolutely the correct answer. We just gave some money back. We got a little work to do because you still have a cheat left. Mm-hmm. You can still leave here with $60,000. What do you think? Out of the three?
Okay, I'll do social studies.
You're gonna do social studies. You're happy about that. Let's get this one right.
Yes.
For $5,000, here's the fifth grade social studies question. What word named after a Massachusetts governor of the early 19th century refers to drawing election districts in such a way as to favor a particular political party? All right.
I'd like to copy. See, that's why I didn't use that before. Because I didn't...
You want a copy. All right, let me walk around the classroom here. These guys get lonely. Let's see what you guys said. Wow, these guys are in agreement. They both said gerrymander. Gerrymander. What? Gerrymander is the correct answer.
Sweet.
Named after Alfred's Jerry. If Taylor said gerrymander, you got $5,000. If not, you didn't give anything back.
Okay. That works.
Taylor's answer is coming up right after this. Smarter than a fifth grader. We are having some fun in the classroom. Sanjaya is with us today. All right, we are on a fifth grade social studies question. What word named after a Massachusetts governor of the early 19th century refers to drawing election districts in such a way as to favor a particular political party? Now, I told you both of the guys in the class had it right. Gerrymander, named after Elbridge Gerry. All right, so if Taylor said gerrymander, you got $5,000. If not, we didn't give anything back. Take a look at the board. This 10-year-old girl said Constantle. Constantle.
It's all right.
All right, well, Taylor, you have to return to the classroom because we are out of cheats.
Woo! Good job.
But we are down to first grade questions.
Yes! Science and math.
Science and math, we like this. Get these right. That'll give you $1,000. We can still turn that into $10,000. All right, here we go. Which one would you like?
Animal science.
First grade animal science it is. Sanjaya, for $500, here's the question. True or false, cows are herbivores?
True.
That is absolutely true. There we go. So you said you like these first grade subjects.
Yeah.
It is down to math.
My best subject.
Your best subject, all right. For an additional $500, here's the first grade math question. If Kevin has 17 marbles and Taylor had 11, but Taylor lost her marbles, how many marbles will Kevin have left if he gives her enough to replace the ones she lost?
6.
Kevin, how many marbles do you think you have if you gave Taylor enough to replace the ones she lost?
6 marbles.
6 Please. Marbles.
He would know. It's his marbles.
It's his marbles. Why wouldn't he know? Don't ask Taylor because she lost her marbles. The correct answer is indeed 6. Yeah. You are right. You got $1,000. Let me tell you where we're at. I've got one remaining question. It is the bonus question. It can multiply your winnings by 10, turning $1,000 into $10,000. Yeah. If you went for it and you miss it, you'd give the money back, but Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader will give $250 to the charity Save the Music. I'll show you the subject of the question, and then you can decide if you like the subject or not, okay? The subject of today's bonus question is this. World history.
I drop out.
You drop out, all right. You got $1,000. Remember, his new album is Dancing to the Music in My Head. One last piece of business before you leave us. One last thing I need you to do.
I am Sanjaya Malakar. I can comfortably do music well, but I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.